With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sporting a bandaged right ear, a stark reminder of Saturday's assassination attempt, former President Trump brought the crowd to its feet at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He was introduced as the soon-to-be 47th President of the United States.
Here on the opening day of the GOP convention, Trump captured a majority of votes from delegates during a roll call of states. It makes Trump the Republican standard bearer for the third consecutive election. He reached the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida, announced by his son Eric. And delegates here inside the convention hall cheered wildly as they voiced their support for another Trump term at the White House. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Mr. Trump's pick for a vice presidential running mate. President Biden, interviewed by NBC News, admits that he made a mistake when he said it was, quote, time to put Trump in a bullseye. That remark was made prior to the assassination attempt, Mr. Biden also insisting that he is not dropping out of the race for the White House. Also at SRNnews.com, much of the country has yet to escape a searing and deadly heat wave.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says expect the intense heat to continue today.
We're expecting temperatures today to reach near records to record-breaking all the way from the Northeast, southern New England, down through the Mid-Atlantic into portions of the southeast today.
But Pereira says a cold front working its way across the center part of the U.S. will eventually make its way to the eastern U.S. later this week, and that should provide some relief for some folks. I'm Donna Warder.
The opening bell has sounded on Wall Street this morning, and stocks so far sharply higher. The Dow's up 225 points, the Nasdaq ahead 98 points. This is SRN News. Guess who the U.S. Army considers a terrorist?
Maybe you. At a recent Army anti-terrorism training session held at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, soldiers were told what terrorist organizations to look for, and they include pro-life groups. Self-described military watchdog Sam Shoemate posted one of the instructor's slides on his X account, and it lists the National Right to Life and Operation Rescue, and warns soldiers to be on the lookout for Choose Life license plates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs the records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The court found that under the state's law governing charitable trusts, Ferguson does not have the authority to enforce the subpoena. This is SRN News. One major airline wants its employees to keep their political views to themselves.
Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy following a social media user's outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian flag pins. The uproar over the July 10th post that describes the Palestinian pins as Hamas badges prompted Delta to ban its employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality besides the U.S. The new rule has taken effect. Both the attendants captured in the post were in compliance with Delta's previous policy, giving employees more flexibility with uniform accessories. John Scott report.
Three hikers have died in suspected heat-related cases at state and national parks in Utah. The victims include a father and daughter from Wisconsin. They got lost on a strenuous hike in Canyonlands National Park in triple-digit temperatures. More details at SRNnews.com.